Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
So let's think about complaints. So you should all have a big fat complaint. I'm going to tell you about a complaint. Some of you would have heard about our patient, Colin. Colin is actually quite a nice dude. And one particular day, Colin was booked in for a hygiene check. Colin doesn't have a very full dentition. He's probably got half a dozen or so teeth. He was booked in for a hygiene check for an hour. I was stuck doing a procedure of some sort. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I couldn't leave. And the hygienist had finished the clean quite quickly and was tap dancing as best she could to keep him engaged and occupied while I was coming across. As it turns out, Colin received a phone call, went outside, took the phone call, came back. I don't know what the phone call was about, but he came in a foul mood. And we have a pretty small practice, so you can hear everything. Yeah. And I'm sitting there with the patient stuck and he's saying, yeah, Jesse's unprofessional. I've never experienced such bad service. I can't believe that, like on and on and on it went, right? And so the simple fact of the matter was that I was late for him in his mind, and it was fair enough. I understand why he was frustrated. His reaction, well, maybe that was a little bit over the top, but at the same time, he had a genuine grievance. So I want to give you a framework for handling complaints, because complaints, I think, are actually a blessing. And I know that sounds a little bit weird when I say that, but someone who cares enough to tell you when something's not working for them is one person compared to however many other people that don't even tell you and just leave, right? So if someone takes the time to complain, I'm actually quite grateful. I don't always enjoy the experience, but I am grateful. So here is the framework, and we need to be able to firstly acknowledge the grievance, because when it comes to complaints, what people want is they want to feel heard and they want to know that it's going to be fixed. Yeah? So first thing is to acknowledge the grievance. The second thing is to validate that grievance, to make them right. The third thing is to thank them. The fourth thing is to understand what would make it right for them. What would need to happen for us to fix this? The fifth thing is, of course, testing that possible solution against what they want, and then going back and forth if you need to refine that, and then working out the next steps. So with Colin, what ended up happening is after he'd left the practice in a bad mood, is I left it a day, to be honest with you, because I was emotionally charged. I probably wouldn't have handled it so well, because there's a great saying that when emotions are high, intelligence is low. Right? So we've got to be able to handle a complaint situation when the emotions are taken out of it somewhat. So with Colin, really what I did for Colin was a version of this. And he threatened to leave. He was going to do all this sort of stuff and so on. So really what I did was I rang Colin. I said, Colin, it's Jesse Green, Colin from Bespoke Dental. I just wanted to ring and apologize for the situation that led to you waiting so long for me to see you. And he went, oh, it was unprofessional. And yeah, he was still wound up and he still launched into me. And I said, yeah, Colin, I totally understand why you'd be frustrated. I get it. You had every right to be frustrated. So I validated his complaint. So when he pushed against me by saying, you're unprofessional, all this, I didn't push back, because the simple fact of the matter, he was in the right. Now, whether the language was fair and reasonable, it doesn't matter. He was in the right. So what ended up happening is when he pushed, I just gave a bit of ground and said, you're right. And yeah, the thing is, when someone wants an argument, anyone who's in a marriage or relationship will know this, when someone wants an argument, the worst thing you can do is give it to them. So in essence, I validated him and for feeling my dis. Colin, I totally get it. You have every right to feel frustrated. I would too. You know, there was a circumstance here that led to it happening. That doesn't make it right. I'm just explaining what happened. And again, I'm really sorry that it affected you the way it did. And thank you for letting me know that this has upset you to the degree it has. Anyway, so the conversation went on and on, and we didn't quite elicit everything that he wanted because he was too busy saying that he was going to leave. And I said, look, Colin, I understand that you're going to leave. I get it. I understand that. Here's what I can do for you. I understand that if you want to go to another practice, that's completely your decision. I respect that. The very best thing I can do for you under those circumstances is to make sure that transition is as smooth and as easy as possible. So once you've found your new dentist, and if they send us a release of records, which we need just to comply with privacy laws, we will happily get those records to them the same day, guaranteed, without fail. And I promise you we'll do that for you. And so the point in all of that is I didn't hear from Colin for a while. And then all of a sudden I got a message around saying, oh, Colin wants to have a chat to you. So, okay, this is weird. And I had to brace myself. But I was driving in the car when he wanted to speak. I was doing a school pickup. So I was just sitting in the car park at school waiting for the kids. Had a chat to Colin. He happened to be in Bunnings and he asked me what I was up to. And I said, oh, actually, I'm just listening to the cricket on the radio. And he went, oh, cricket. I love cricket. And all of a sudden we had a bit of a connection. So what's happened in all of that is Colin has since come back to the practice. He's since had, I think, a crown done on one of his remaining teeth, a partial denture to get some stuff done. And he most recently referred someone to the practice. So the point I'm trying to make is the way that you handle the complaint matters. And it's a thing called the recovery paradox. We understand that things go awry, but how you actually handle that determines what happens next. People will forgive a mistake or a stuff up. What they won't forgive is if you don't handle it well. And in fact, I think anyone who's listened to any of Tyson's podcasts with me will know that we met under similar circumstances and now we're good mates because we had this mishap to start our relationship. So if you can handle complaints well, you're going to be fine. So in this framework, acknowledging the grievance, validating, thanking them, Colin, what would it take for you to feel that this had been handled well is how I would elicit his wants. And he'd say, well, whatever he says, right? Great. So Colin, if I was to do A, B, and C, would that work for you? Yes, it would. Great. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do A, then I'm going to do B, and then I'm going to do C. Are we okay with that? Yes, I am. So that's how we get there. So really, this framework is really, really important. So with this complaint handling process, you want to use the framework for handling the conversation, but you want to have a process of making sure it's seen through. So you record and log the complaint. You have a staff member who sees that process through from start to finish. They may not be the person who has all the conversations, but the person who first receives the call should be the one who carries the process through. And you can read through that as it goes through. But if the complaint's warranted, then obviously you're going to find a remedy and you're going to need to try and put in place processes so that that situation doesn't arise again. So in our situation, we had a breakdown in our morning huddle. We had a breakdown which didn't identify that Colin only had a handful of teeth and we probably needed to be a little more on our game in terms of getting in there in a timely fashion. And of course, there's training and other bits and pieces. So even the best practice will have complaints. Okay, so hey, receiving a complaint doesn't mean you're doing anything necessarily bad. It doesn't mean that, you know, there's something wrong with you. It just means that for whatever reason, we didn't hit the mark for a particular patient at a particular moment in time, and they've felt the need to speak up about it. And as I said earlier, when someone does do that, it's actually a blessing because they care enough to let you know. So that's really cool.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.